All right, that brings us to the consent calendar. I have one change in the consent calendar. We're going to pull off item 6, Roman numeral 6, off consent. Is there any other item board members wish to take off consent? All right, not seeing any. So let's vote on the current consent items without item 6. So is there a motion on the current consent calendar? Moved and seconded on the current consent calendar without item 6. Any thoughts or comments on that motion? Welcome, Dan. I didn't see you come in.
Thank you. Yep.
The record will reflect Dan Mears was present. All right, so with that, let's call the roll on the motion. Anderson.
Aye.
Chabotarev.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Mirzwa.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
And Wong.
Aye.
All right, that motion carries 9-0. Now, on item 6, Candace, did you want to be recognized on this item?
Yeah, why don't I make some comments? And I'm sorry, I was absent at the meeting when we were discussing the potential of changing our board meeting dates from 2nd and 4th to 1st and 3rd of the month. I love serving on CICERA, and as members of the Board of Supervisors leave the board, then there's a reshuffling of assignments. And one of the assignments that I have decided to take on next year is serving on the Metropolitan Transportation Commission committee. Their meetings are also on the 2nd and 4th Wednesdays during the morning. And so last summer, I came to Scott and Christina and just said, hey, you know, I'm thinking about rearranging things. What would it look like if we, is it even possible to shift to 1st and 3rd for CICERA? They said, well, we'll bring it up and shouldn't be a problem. And so it was brought up at the one meeting I missed. I'm also now the chair of the East Bay Economic Development Alliance, and that was a meeting that I had to be at that morning. I've told them they can't set them on Wednesday mornings in the future, but it happened to be. So I missed that discussion. And to be honest, until I read the minutes and saw the calendar, I didn't realize we hadn't changed it. And so I've asked that we reconsider. I know, David, I know you needed to look at your schedule to see if it would work for you to switch to 1st and 3rds. And other than that, Scott indicated there wasn't a lot of concern one way or another, other than you have to input it all into your calendars all over again, for which I apologize. So that would be my request, if we could consider switching our meetings and approving a different calendar that would involve the 1st and 3rd Wednesdays rather than 2nd and 4ths.
Is that a motion?
That would be a motion, but again, okay. The world doesn't revolve around me, and if people have conflicting meeting schedules, I don't want to be in the way, and I would then, as chair of the Board of Supervisors, I would need to appoint someone else on the board to come sit on CICERA, and I would miss it. I enjoy CICERA.
Well, I only asked if it was a motion, simply because regardless of what happens, if we were going to make a change, we would do it by motion. So we can, if there's a second, fine, we can discuss it. And I'm happy to second it for discussion. So
you would like for this to be as of January?
Yes, ideally as of January. And I think the first Wednesday does become a problem, obviously, because I think that's we're still in the middle of the holiday. So probably we would either not have a meeting and just do all of our business the third Wednesday of that month, and assuming there's nothing overly pressing, that would be my recommendation.
That's the 15th in terms of the first day we would meet in January under that revised schedule.
So I have my work scheduled through the end of February, but so
do you want me to talk to your boss? I'm just kidding, sort of.
Sort of.
Hey, I got someone who wants to talk to you.
That's that. Well, I kind of know someone who knows someone.
Yeah. You know, she's the lady with that,
so the 15th, I could switch of January. Now,
So the first is, so in January, you would want it to be the 15th and the 29th? Because
it would be up to staff.
New Year's is on.
No, no, well, that's what I say. It wouldn't work to do it on New Year's, and I'm not suggesting that. It may be that we don't have enough business that we even need to have two meetings in January. And but we do have a fifth Wednesday, so that would certainly be potential for staff if they felt we needed two. They could consider moving it to the 29th.
Yeah, we would not be meeting New Year's Day.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, our sole meeting in January would be the 15th.
So I could do the 15th. 29th, I'm not sure. But and then February, you'd be talking about the 5th and the 19th. The 19th of February, I'm already scheduled actually for a long day. At the hospital, but and then after that, then I think you could shoot for the first and third. But, yeah, it's just kind of the usual.
No, I realize it's inconvenient, and I'm sorry, and that's why I brought it up earlier, and I apologize that I didn't follow up in September to see. It looks like we have a conference the first week of March, which would then create an issue. And again, if I miss a meeting or two, that's okay. I get it. Everyone has that problem.
And she knows a guy. I can talk to him about that thing.
About the thing? The guy with the thing?
Scott.
Yes, Luke.
I just want to say, if a person needs to miss a meeting, we have alternates for these people that can sit in and vote for them.
Right.
So if somebody can't make every meeting and say, hey, I can't make the second meeting this next month, we have the alternates to step in.
Right, and we have those interactions almost every meeting.
So if somebody has to miss, so that they don't feel that bad, but I can't make it.
And, right.
Well, I want to make it, but to have an alternate.
All right.
All right. So, yeah, we'll just do the best we can.
All right. So we have a motion and a second on the floor to change the regular meeting dates to the first and third Wednesday, excepting January, in which we would only meet on January 15th.
Well, January would be the 15th.
Yeah, it'd be the 15th only. Right.
And then possible the 5th Wednesday, which would be the 29th.
I think we'll leave it at just the
I think we're going to, I think at present the plan is to leave it that we will only meet on the 15th, unless we had to do a special meeting, which we can call.
Okay.
Yeah, that would the first of the month be just the following week?
Yeah, if we had a meeting on the 29th, then the next meeting would be the 5th, which would be the next week. So for January, we would just have
probably
the 15th.
Don't need to have them both.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have occasionally had that anomaly, usually on Sacker's Week, but... other than that, there'd be no reason to do that. Any further discussion? You want to foreclose it? All right, hearing none, let's vote on the motion to change the meeting dates under item 6. Anderson?
Aye.
Chabotarev?
Aye.
Gordon? Aye. Holcomb?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Mirzwa?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
And Wong? All right, that motion carries 9-0.
And thank you all again. I really appreciate you accommodating this.
Just a question. Are we going to bring back the calendar next meeting or not? Because there are probably some exceptions later in the...
Yeah, right? So in the packet for next month, we will have the updated calendar so that you'll have all those dates. Like Candace mentioned, in March, we'll end up with one meeting because of the conference on the first week. So we'll have March 19th. And then you'll have the other dates. Some of the dates you probably saw because of Sackers were already adjusted to the first and third, so those months will stay the same, like November. But yes, you'll have a new calendar next month.